It's 8:57 and 35 degrees. Time to check in on the commodity markets this morning with our friend Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like defensive price action this morning in the wake of a firming dollar, but we can expect trade to be a bit choppy ahead of tomorrow's USDA supply-demand numbers. On the topic of the USDA, no sales were announced this morning on the overnight reporting system, might be contributing to some of the weakness. Currently, the market action, March corn down 4.75 at 353.5. May corn, 360.5, down 4.75 as well. December corn for next year, 382.75, down 3.75. Looking at the soybean market, March beans currently down 4.5 at 10.09.5. Meal market, 315.80 basis to March at down $1.70. And the soybean oil, 35.57, down 6. New crop November beans, 9.95, down a nickel. In the wheat market, Chicago March wheat, 4.17, down 9.75. July wheat for next summer, 4.44 and 3/4, down 9.5. Kansas City wheat for July, 4.49 and a half, down 11 and 3/4. And Minneapolis wheat for September, 5.47, down 3. Looks like the crude market's currently up about a half a dollar, just a little above the $52 mark basis the March. EIA numbers are expected out shortly, which may be a little bit of a market mover, especially for the crude and the ethanol. As we mentioned, the dollar has bounced, but is currently encountering resistance offered by converging moving averages. If the dollar retreats from here, a high of consequence may be in place. So we'll have to watch that closely for the next several days. Brazil's government agency CONAB raised its estimate of the country's 2016-17 soybean harvest to 103.8 million tons yesterday, up from 102.45 million in December. The USDA may massage that number into the mix tomorrow. On the topic of the USDA, supply and demand numbers are due out at noon Eastern time tomorrow. Domestic numbers are expected to show corn carryout 2.738 billion bushels, down slightly from the December estimate. Bean carryout is expected to be 473 million, down a little bit from December as well. Other than that, international numbers, the South American numbers may be adjusted higher, but we'll have to wait and see what Uncle Sam says. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Increasing clouds in your forecast today. A chance of rain, a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 54 degrees. South winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight with a low of 39. Mostly cloudy and colder with rain likely tomorrow morning. Temperatures falling to 30 degrees by late tomorrow afternoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 36 degrees at 9 o'clock.